CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Today on Fire It Up with CJ, we have author of The Better World Shopping Guide, Professor Ellis Jones, here on CBS Radio. I'm Cassandra from CBS Sky Radio, and we're going to go right back to CJ and Professor Jones.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Today, we just had an interesting conversation, Cassandra, Ellis and I, about how challenging it is for us to just, I said, it takes me like five times longer to go to the grocery store because, you know, one, what grocery store should I go to? And then once I go to the grocery store, which product should I buy? And you know, it's like, well, where did these blueberries get shipped from? They're shipped from Chile. And what's the environmental cost for these? And what about these organic products? And how about these pesticides used in this other thing? And how about this company that uses lobbyists? I mean, it's super, super confusing. And Ellis, you were saying that that's why data is so important. Tell us, the listeners, a little bit about that.
So, yeah, I mean, this is the average person trying to shop responsibly should, by definition, be kind of driving themselves crazy at this point because there's so much random information and labels and, you know, things to weigh environmentally and socially and locally and, you know, it's crazy making. And so part of this project was an attempt to kind of pull together all of the data that we have around all of these issues and bring it to one place so that we can just simply have a sense of if the company is good or bad, better or worse. And that's why I ended up with this A to F scale. You know, I have the Better World Shopping Guide, but I also made a little iPhone app called Better World Shopper because, you know, even the shopping guide isn't simple enough because I don't even carry this around in my pocket anymore because it's a book. You know, it's small, it's for your pocket, but, you know, I carry my phone everywhere. And so now I just check on the phone and I get access to the grade. And as long as the data is good, then the grade kind of simplifies the decision because, you know, we don't need three-hour shopping experiences. We need to get through our days. And, you know, we can't weigh absolutely every aspect of what's out there because we're not professional researchers. I have studied this for over a decade, and I still have trouble. So I can't imagine what it's like for the average consumer.
Okay, so there's an iPhone app. Does it allow me to scan a UPC code and then get like an A or B? How does it work?
It actually, you can type in the name and it'll tell you, you know, the brand name or the company name and it'll tell you the grade right off the bat. It doesn't allow you to scan. And, you know, a lot of people have asked me about the scanning things, but I don't know how many times you've actually scanned things, but it actually takes too long. You sit around, you're like, you know, it's not like scanning at the checkout counter, these iPhones and so forth. Like, you pull the product and you find the bar
You're
trying to aim it correctly and then you get beep. And then what happens with these phone apps is like most of them have the scanning thing. They don't have 90% of the products in there. And so after you took the time to get all this just right, then you get like no grade.
Yeah.
So
okay,
I don't even bother with the scanning. It just takes too long. I just want to know the grade. And so I just, you know, give people what the company is doing or what the brand name is rated as.
Okay, so let's say I go there and either the product is not of good quality or the prices doesn't really work for me. Because, I mean, there's a correlation between doing these socially responsibility things. I go to Whole Foods and I know I'm paying a premium. I'm paying a premium because I know they've already done screening already for me to take away partially hydrogenated oils. And they're looking at all these different things. I mean, am I just going to have to spend more to be a good citizen and a good consumer?
Well, this is a good point. So a couple of things to note. In general, right, the kind of higher rated companies tend to cost a little more, sometimes a lot more than the lower rated companies. And that's partly because, you know, to generate enormous profits, you know, companies have been forced to like cut their prices down to the bare minimum. And they do that by like, you know, exploiting labor and environmental conditions abroad typically. So often there is a correlation. So you're noticing the right thing, and that is that there are higher prices out there. But it's not always the case. So, for example, you know, Coke and Pepsi are kind of two companies that have almost exactly the same price point, create almost exactly the same product, and yet get very different grades.
Okay, what's Coke, what's Pepsi? I'm curious. I didn't know.
So Coca-Cola gets a B, Pepsi gets a B and Coca-Cola gets an F. And these are two soda companies, and now they're both competing also in the bottled water arena. So Coca-Cola owns Dasani, and Pepsi owns Aquafina. And, you know, they compete on all of these levels, and they're two kind of mega corporations, and yet one is trying to take as seriously as a corporation of that size can take without kind of losing its own competitive edge, you know, some level of corporate social responsibility, and the other is kind of, you know, kind of throwing out everything out the window in order to just increase the bottom line. And it's that kind of information that I think is important for consumers to understand, that even if they're in a Walmart, there are choices to be made. Sometimes it's not between an A and an F. Sometimes it's between, you know, a B and a D. And in that case, it is important to choose the B company. But I have to say, you know, with your Whole Foods comment, you know, I get this all the time too, and I, you know, I don't have a Whole Foods available locally. So, you know, sometimes I'll make a drive like once a month to a Whole Foods. But I have to say my local market now, which is Shaw's I have locally, has started to create like a little organic and natural foods aisle. But to be honest, they mark their same products up further than Whole Foods. So that I'm paying like a 20 or 30% premium to shop at my local market if I'm buying some of this stuff, where I could actually get it cheaper at Whole Foods. So it's not always the case that a place like Whole Foods will have it as more expensive. Sometimes.
Okay, fair enough. So top 10 things that we should consider changing. Bank, gasoline, supermarket, retail stores, car. How did you come up with this list? You have top 10 things. Seafood, chocolate, coffee, tea, credit cards, cleaning products. How did you come up with this list?
So what I did is I went through each of the kind of categories that I rank in the book and each of the industries, and I began to consider, you know, where are people going to get kind of the most, quote, bang for their buck from a social responsibility standpoint. And, you know, I generated the list based on, you know, how practical the options were, how many A's versus F's were available to people, how expensive the change would be, and that's how I got this top 10 list. So a bank is, you know, a real pain to change, right? Because, you know, you have to go through the process of getting your money out of one bank and putting it into another. But the nice thing is you only do it once. If you do it once, you make that change, you know, every time you go to bed at night, every time you wake up in the morning, even if you don't go to an ATM that day, that bank money is either working to make the world better, or your savings account or checking or what have you is making the world worse. So it's a wonderful one-time change you never have to think about again.
Okay, but like the bank you recommend, New Resource Bank, where the heck is that? I don't. That's for a business bank. Where do I go? What bank should I go to? What's your
top
bank?
So a lot of these banks, right, are kind of scattered around the country. Some have online banking available, but the best bet, the most practical option for most people is going to be a local credit union. So, for example, here I'm in Worcester, Massachusetts. As soon as I moved here, I looked up what are the local credit unions, and then I went online, and I do a lot of my stuff online, so I looked to see who has the best online interface, and I chose this local credit union, and it's not the perfect option. It's not an A+, but it is a B, and it's much better than, you know, say, a Bank of America at an F or a Citibank. And so I now do, you know, the vast majority of my banking through this local credit union, and every day, like, that credit union is investing in primarily local kind of community projects, so housing and local businesses and so forth, rather than, you know, Bank of America and Citibank investing in all kinds of, as we learned with the economic crisis, problematic investments abroad that are then going to kind of build us up to the next economic collapse, et cetera.
Okay, gasoline, where should I go?
So gasoline, if you're on the East Coast like I am, then the choice is easy because we have something called Sunoco out here. Otherwise, it's like Hess and Citgo, and even a Shell at this point is probably the best of the big guys. You know, and that's an easy option because there is no price difference. There's almost no price difference in gasoline, and there's no product quality difference. So you go from one corner of the street to the other corner of the street, and you just make sure and you avoid Exxon and Chevron and some of those guys, and you've already started to make a difference.
Interesting. Okay. Supermarkets. Any thoughts on that one as a close? Because those are the big three. Where should I go?
Supermarkets are, if you have something like a Trader Joe's available, or a Whole Foods, if you're really lucky and you have a kind of farmer's market that you can go to or a local cooperative, those are even better. And if you don't, then, you know, you find good brands in your local supermarket. Again, I have a local supermarket that is not particularly responsible, and I make sure and I buy from good companies and good brands even when I'm in that market.
Right. So it's and then it was Trader Joe's. Cassandra said she just got the app. Trader Joe's is B plus and Whole Foods is A minus.
Yeah.
So those are the grades in case folks are curious. So this has been fabulous. Thank you so much for being patient with all my irascibility with all this stuff.
That's a real pleasure to do. I really enjoyed it.
It's been great. I really enjoyed it, too. So, folks, make sure to join us next week when we talk to Britta Doubles about how women can overcome their fears. Next month, it's all about women. Woo, women power! And then we're going to talk with Linda Greenlaw, who's a famed sword fisherman boat captain. And she's going to be talking about her greatest battle, an adopted teenage daughter. I love that. Okay, folks, have a great weekend. And thank you so much. This was fascinating. And thank you for putting it together.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend, everyone.